So gross, subtle, and causal bodies in the upper right have different energies and correspond to different levels or states of consciousness in the upper left. Yes?
Again, you have to be careful. The simple answer is that every state and stage of consciousness has a bodily energetic support. And it can be a gross, subtle, or causal energy. But now, here's where the traditions have come up with a very important insight, and I'll explain it briefly because I think it's very true. They got the idea for this whole model by looking at simple states like waking, dream, and deep sleep. And when you're awake, there's certain things you notice. In the waking state of consciousness, there are gross bodies. In other words, there are rocks, there are trees, there's everything that science studies, there's matter, there's your physical body, etc. So for the normal person, waking state is defined by the perception of gross bodies. And we're not talking about what happens when you meditate and etc. But it's just the average person who is not enlightened or anything like that. You go to sleep at night. First thing that happens is Gaia disappears. Gross bodies disappear. Nature disappears. Rocks disappear. Plains, trees, they all gone. And you're in a world of light and sound and images and etc. And that's a dreaming state. And the traditions maintain that because every state has an energy, that there's actually a subtle body there. That in the dream state, you are walking around in a subtle body. Subtle energy, it's made of light, and so on. And we can indeed start to measure some of that energy. So there's some truth to that, we think. And the traditions also maintain, and you can believe this or not, that if you're reincarnated, you need some body to get from one gross body to another, and it's a subtle body. Same body you have in the dream state. And so that's how they account for reincarnation. But you can believe that part or not. But that's a subtle body, and it's defined by being able to see all these subtle objects, subtle lights, subtle sounds, and so on. But in the dream state, notice that you can have emotional sexual feelings. You can have images. You can even think formal operational thoughts. A lot of people think that in the dream state. Some of these, like a subtle body, can support several different levels of consciousness. And they all make that pretty clear. And then when you finally go into formless, deep sleep, then that's defined as there are no gross objects and there are no subtle objects. You could actually remain aware, subtly aware, in that deep state, and you can learn to do that. That's what happens with meditation. Then you describe it as just vast openness or even vast, subtle bliss, light, or luminosity, or even a vast sort of subtle kind of embracing love, but very, very, very subtle. And the Tibetans actually refer to these as gross, subtle, and very subtle. Vedanta calls it gross, subtle, and causal. And so that causal body underlies the vast, expansive states of spiritual awareness. And so all that is important is that in the upper left, every state and stage has some form of energy associated with it. And the gross, subtle, or causal. And the reason is integral theory postulates that every I has an it and a we. So if we didn't know that there is a spectrum of its, spectrum of bodies, or spectrum of matter, we would postulate it. Integral theory would insist that that's there. But we don't have to do it. Every tradition agrees with us.